Are you getting my point? Listen, I like this testimony all the time. Terry Mize and Jackie Mize. I've told you 10,000 times. It's because I like the way the man repeated it. The way he responded to the girl's testimony. How shall you marry me since I seen that I shall die childless? That was what the woman told the guy. And the man said, who said so? And said, the doctors. I said, forget. The doctor doesn't know anything. That God knows something more than they know. And let me explain to you again. We are not saying, hey, please get my point, that the doctor made the mistake. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. That's not the issue. We're not saying he doesn't have his HSGs and all the hormonal assays, everything he has done to prove what he's saying. He does. We are saying that if we accept another report, we will confound the counsel of the wise. Do you get my point? The predictions of the wise, the diviners, the predictions can be confounded. When they have used everything they know to say, this is how it will go, then we believe what God has said, it turns the other way around. So, the doctor can say, this person will die young. Say, I refuse to accept it. Why does he know? Because of what the tests say, because of what the genes say. How do I know? Because I read the scripture and I checked the man's faith. And I tied the two of them together and I said, no. He said, if Christ is in you, though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit shall give it life because of righteousness. And how does that righteousness come? By faith in Christ Jesus. Do you understand my point? Yes. I want to stir us up again today. We have to start reaching out for that. If you don't have your phone number at the medicine shop, what's your problem? So, guy, a new consignment has come. You will like this one. Why? Do you understand my point? No, these things are real. They are real. They are true. Okay? It's not as if we would try. That's what I'm going to explain. Is that we what? Believe. And that's why I started this short exhortation from here. To stir up our hearts to believe. And knowing that whosoever we trust in him will not be put to shame. People have mocked Christians. And that's how they will do. And they won't take their medicine and they will die. I say, I'm a doctor. I've seen many of them that took the medicine and still died. That's the good side, though. There are those that nothing is wrong with them. Doctor give them medicine, they die. This is an interesting one. My professor when we were in school. A young man had a hernia. He went for surgery. They mistakenly took him into the theater of the man that had a lung cancer. The young doctor didn't look on time and said, yes, our patient has come. He tore his chest open. Then he looked at the lungs and said, these lungs look rather healthy. So he paused. His boss arrived. The boss looked at the lungs and said, what? Can I see the x-ray? They put the x-ray on the screen. Said, no, this is not our patient. But then the people at his face, the boy thought they were correcting his hernia, not knowing they were opening his chest to remove his lungs. They had not removed the lungs, praise God. Ah, praise God, are we? So they closed him back and wheeled him out of theater. You know what it was the case? The man died. They didn't do anything to him. They just opened his chest. Look, sorry. It wasn't your chest. So they quickly sewed him up again. And he died. That was in London, not in Nigeria. Oh, I just realized some people think it was illegal. So I don't go here. No. This was in London. Oh, God. He said, cursed is the man who puts his trust in man. He won't see. The Bible says when good comes. When better they happen, you know, go did there. So people can abuse us the way they want. That's their problem. One thing I'm sure of is that I will yet see the manifestation of divine power in my life more than the man that refused to believe God at all. That one I'm sure of. We're in the world. There's one story I tell you all the time. I was saw on Discovery Channel. And this is an American elderly doctor who they did his test on one man. Everything, did everything. I said, they told the man, this is the kind of cancer you have. And he said, put your house in order, for you shall die and not live. All right, good. And the man put his house in order, and finally he died and he did not live. And they did an autopsy, and there was nothing found in the man. I was watching it live like this. So he said he learned a lesson as a doctor. I will never take hope away from my patients. He said, what if a man has a disease that you know that kills 90% of the people in a year? He said, I will tell him that 10% survive beyond a year. I won't tell him 90% die in a year. I will tell him that 10% escaped this death. So I will give him hope. A friend of mine called me one day, said, Banky, I killed somebody. I said, oh, how did you manage it? He said, I told the man he was going to die, and he died within a month. Now, the man was sick. He wasn't just playing with the man's mind. The man walked to his clinic. He did some tests on the man. But then the man showed up next. He said, I'm sorry to say to you, you have cancer of the liver. We can't cure it. There's no treatment. The stage where it's in, you are going to die. The man came from work to see him. The next time he saw the man was severely sick. Third time he saw him, the man was dead. So he called me and said, Banky, I think I just killed somebody. I said, how did you manage it? He said, I told him he was going to die. And he died. Do you understand my point? What am I trying to explain? It will be unto you, child of God, according to your faith. Do you understand? Let's build up our faith by, you know, if you read my book, what's it called? The Great Faith Can Be Yours. When I was in school, they say, you don't pray into faith. When I grew, I modified that doctrine. It's not very much like that. All right, read that book. I explained it. A man can pray into faith, yes. He can use his little faith to pray, and in that process, develop great faith. Just to know what to say, that's the important thing. What have I laid as a foundation today? Let us rediscover that there's a power of God available for every child of God. That no matter the explanation the doctor or life has to explain away a disease, we can reject it and perfect healing will be ours in Christ Jesus. Do you understand that? Therefore, what do? It's supposed to be a prayer meeting. Pray without ceasing. We constantly declare what he has said. Do you understand my point? All right. The Lord is good. So let us rise to our feet and begin to do that. That's the job I have for us for today. I said the Lord is good. Can we just wave our hands to the Lord and give him thanks? Just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, you can use my words, you can use your own words. Say, Father, I thank you for the sacrifice that you brought forth for me in Christ Jesus. Thank you because Jesus died that I might live. Thank you because he took away all the curses, all the voices, all the words that were written against me, all the utterances that said I will die, I will be sick, but that I will not live. Thank you because he took them away. I reject everything that's not of Christ. Say, in him I live. I thank you, Lord, because in him I live, in him I move, and in him I have my being. Lord, I just worship you. I appreciate you for the good things that you have done for me. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget any of his benefits, because he has forgiven all your iniquities. He said he has healed all your diseases. He said he satisfied your mouth with good things. Your youth is renewed like that of an eagle. So give the Lord thanks. Say, Lord, I thank you because you have healed all my diseases. I thank you because you have forgiven all my iniquities. I thank you because you are satisfying my mouth, my ears with good things. My youth is being renewed like that of an eagle. Lord, I am not getting weaker as I'm aging. I'm getting stronger. That even though the body may have been subject to death because of sin, yet the Spirit is giving it life because of righteousness. Say, I have the Spirit of Christ. I have the Spirit of Christ. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. It gives life to my mortal body. I declare in the name of Jesus, and I begin to declare now that I'm above alone and I am not beneath. Declare that I am above alone and I am not beneath. Say in the name of Jesus, I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I am anointed with oil. My body has been redeemed. Sickness cannot hold me down because I have been redeemed in Christ Jesus. Every part of me, my skin, my bones, my flesh, every part of me is touched by the power of God, and healing power is flowing through me. The healing power of God, the virtue of God, that stopped the bleeding of that woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years. That same healing power is flowing through me because I believe the word of God, because Jesus has made it my portion. He said, I was not born of the will of man, I was born of the will of God. Therefore, the word of God that gave me life is preserving my body. You know, he said, a body you have prepared for me. Say, this body was prepared. Declare, this body was prepared. In the name of Jesus, this body was prepared. It was prepared by God. He said, I've been fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that my body was prepared. Therefore, I reject every work of the devil. I reject every work of viruses. I reject every negative work of genes. I reject every negative work of bacteria. I said they are agents of the devil, and I am above alone, and I am not beneath. I am above alone. I am not beneath. My life is hid with Christ in God. My life is hid with Christ in God. See, I believe the report of the Lord. I believe the report of the Word of God that says that I am satisfied with good things, that says that my youth is being renewed. I believe that report that Jesus has healed all my diseases. The Bible says that he was pierced through for my transgressions. He was crushed for my iniquities. Say the chastening for my well-being fell upon him. And by his stripes, by his beating, I have been healed. Declare that I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Say you are healed in the name of Jesus. If there's any part of your body that is hurting you, speak to it. Say, body, hear ye the word of the Lord. You are healed in the name of Jesus. I rebuke pain. I rebuke any form of infirmity from my body. I rebuke every work of the devil. In the name of Jesus, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, I am healed. The power of God flows through me. In the name of Jesus, I am healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am healed. The power of God flows through me. Satan, I reject you. I reject your work. I rebuke pain from my body. I rebuke all forms of sicknesses. And I declare that it is well. Even though, now listen, it's very important. Even though they spoke to you, say, this is the kind of gene you have. Say, in the name of Jesus, that is the body being subject to death because of sin. Declare that the Spirit is giving me life, has given me life in Christ Jesus. And I'm manifesting that life, the Bible says, because of righteousness. Say, I hold on to the power that's in the resurrection of Christ Jesus. When Jesus rose up from the dead, it was to bring me out of the bed of sickness. When Jesus rose up from the dead, it was to bring me out of the bed of sickness. Therefore, I declare, you are not my portion, O bed of sickness. I am healed. I take off my pallet and I walk. That is the commandment of God. If you are married or you have children or have somebody that's very close to you, begin to declare the mercy of God upon them also. These same words, all right? These same words. He said, because I am joined with my wife and we are one flesh, I declare that healing is also her portion. Because my children are under my authority, I declare upon them that the cover of God as upon me is also upon them. Therefore, they are healed completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Sickness is not their portion. Diseases is not their portion. The devil can't hold them. He can't kill them. In the name of Jesus, ask for God's mercy. Oh, God, believe me. Ask God for God's mercy for somebody that you love. Say, this person is in this bed of affliction. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus, raise him up. Jesus spoke concerning Lazarus. Our friend Lazarus is sick. Now he has fallen asleep. Let me go and raise him up. That is, there is a power to raise the dead that Jesus brought into this earth and abides in the church. Say, Father, ask for your mercy for my loved one. Can you just do something? Let's just put up your right hand, everybody. Now, you're going to do some, well, you're going to use that hand for one of two things. All right? You either use it for yourself, or you, when you finish clenching it, you will have trapped whatever power is inside it. When you get home, go and look for that fellow. Are you getting my point? Who is sick? He said, peace be unto you. Healing is your portion in the name of Jesus. Receive, you know, you do that for the fellow. Believe me, you will see God touch somebody that you love. Do you understand that? Now, they just put up that right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The favor of God is upon me. Jesus has left his peace with me. Say, the peace of God is in me. Say, this my hand has the power of God in it. Because it's the extension of the body of Christ. Therefore, I declare, anyone I touch will receive that healing power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Now do something. The other clench of it. If you clench that fist, what you have done is like an expression, all right, of something spiritual. Is that you have trapped the power and you are keeping it. Now you can use your hand normally until you get home. When you get there, close the hand again and release it. And then go and pray for that person. Or that's one thing. Or if you need it, use it upon yourself. Place it upon wherever you want to, the power of God to touch you now and declare. Say, in the name of Jesus. Let's just bow down heads at this point. Just, if you want, you can use it for yourself now. But I don't think you should do that. anything, all right, except you think you need a double dose. Otherwise, just keep it. Clench it. That way you have trapped it. And then when you get home, release it upon somebody. Once you just go home, say, in the name of Jesus, peace be unto you. Now, before you do that, talk to the person for a few minutes. I'm coming from a prayer meeting, and I prayed for you. Do you understand my point? Tell the person, and I prayed for you that you may be healed. Now, I want to pray for you physically, that the power of God may touch you. Believe me, God answers prayers. You know, I said that before. I think the problem we have this is that we really don't pray. We like to say prayers. We like to go for one-night prayer meeting. You know, I was supposed to go and preach somewhere. Oh, that guy making noise. I was supposed to go and preach somewhere. They said that it's supposed to be all night. He said, but I told them you don't like all night. I said, God bless you. I told the guy, God bless you. What am I supposed to preach for you people that can't preach when human beings are awake? That you want to go and wake up. That's what we like to do. We do all night without faith. We do all night without expecting anything. We finish the all night and go back into worry. That's why God has not been answering our prayers. Do you understand that? All right. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for the healing power that's in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because it's our portion. Lord, everyone, Lord, that went through the motions that I asked right now, putting up their hands, declaring those words, clenching their fists, or putting it on their bodies, Lord, I ask at this point, release the healing power into that hand to be transmitted into the point of need in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your name be glorified. Let the power of Jesus be revealed once again, Lord, in this our generation, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we offer to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving in appreciation for that which you have done in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing shall by any means hurt you in the name of Jesus. Listen, listen to me. Even though you mistakenly cross the road without looking. Oh, God. We pray that the man's damage will not be too much. Because even if he hits you head on, you will not be injured in the name of Jesus. It will happen that a time will come, somebody will have this testimony, that I didn't believe I was the one that man hit. Because the amount of damage on the scan, I did not have any scratch. It will be because the power of God was guarding you. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, hear this story. A woman once, she was at home and suddenly had the urge to pray. And she knelt down and began to pray. After a while, the pressure disappeared. She finished her prayer and relaxed. Shortly after that, her son came home. And the son said, Mommy, you won't believe what happened. He said, what happened? He said, I was crossing the road and a car was coming so fast. It came up, he said, the car came so fast that his breeze blew me out of the way. And the mother said, no, my son, that was not the breeze of the car. It was the angel of God removing you from the center of trouble. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. You'll be delivered from evil. I said, you'll be delivered from evil. Your life will be preserved. I rebuke every pain, every affliction, every deformity, every infection, whatever it is that's in your body, I speak against it. Be well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, I thank you for you have blessed your people. And all the glory, Lord, is yours alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cherub, brethren, the word works.